We're driving into farm country, up Lewis Brook, named for the Lewis family that settled here before the Revolution. This is a landscape shaped by the work and lives of settlers and farmers. These fields and forests typify much of today's Vermont, but during the early settlement days, it was far less wooded. The first settlers grew much of what they needed, with wheat becoming an early cash crop. By the 1820s, the forested Vermont hills were transformed into sheep meadows, with wool exports becoming a key industry, and a reason for the loss of 80% of Vermont's forests. After the 1840s, though, wool prices crashed, and a new market emerged for dairy products, served by rail. And new ideas about the value of forests as protection for watersheds led to a slow regeneration of the forest. It was this concern for forested watersheds that led George Perkins Marsh to deliver an address in 1847 to the local agricultural society. Based on this lecture, Marsh wrote Man and Nature, which some consider the first text of the conservation movement. At mile 5.2, look left into the creek bed at the stacked slate wall of an old mill. This was energy on the frontier. The wall once supported a water wheel, one of the few remnants of water-powered mills in a township that once had dozens. This was the north wall of a building from the 1800s, which for more than 50 years was used as a cheese factory and cider mill. Built by Ed Lewis's great-grandfather, it was used until 1895, when he built the cheese factory in East Pulteney. Ed still has the records. The factory was built for $700. His great-grandfather paid himself $2 a day, and his workers from $1 to $1.50. At this T in the road, there's a small wooden building on the left. The distinctive steam vent on the roof marks it as an old sugar house. Closer to the farmhouse and the dairy, there was an ice house. From this temporary storage, farmers had to haul their milk 4 miles to the refrigerated creamery in downtown Pulteney. Ed Lewis remembers how farmers used winter ice and sawdust to keep the milk cool.
Gee, you milk twice a day, and you got to cool your milk at night, and then take it to the creamery in the morning. Most every farm had an ice pond, and they had it because they had to have ice to cool their milk. You cut the blocks about 18 inches square, and as deep the ice was, probably maybe a foot, maybe 2 feet in some winters. And of course you had ice tongs you handled it with, and you put it on the wagons, and it was heavy, very heavy. And you lay a layer of ice in, then a layer of sawdust, then another layer of ice, and another layer of sawdust, so it would keep all summer. Because that's the only way you had to refrigerate your milk. The sawdust kept it insulated, so it would stay cold.
Here at the T, we'll direct you to the right on Lewis Road, mile 5.3. But if you have a moment, you might tour to the left on Gorhamtown Road, half a mile, to the Lewis Farm, known as Tidy Hill.